Please note, this audio was made by me, POV Scribe, for publication on Reddit. Please do not download, repost, host, or otherwise share my content anywhere without my explicit and written consent. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy this presentation. What did I tell you? Oh, first round knockout. Oh, she was getting pretty pissed there at the end, wasn't she? Oh man, must be so annoying when your opponent dodges every punch, right? Well, sadly for her, I didn't have the same issue. Did you see how she hit the mat? Like a ton of bricks. Oh god. Oh, I can still hear the smack her body made when she fell. Oh no. Man, I would not want to be her tomorrow. Mm-mm. She's going to be feeling that uppercut for weeks. Oh, don't be so dramatic. If I really wanted to put her down, I would have punched a little harder than that. No, she's going to be fine. Her ego might be a little bruised, but hey, that's what happens when you challenge the hummingbird. In fact, if I were you, I'd be more worried about myself than some mediocre boxer. Oh, sweetie, you have got plenty to be worried about. Oh, would you have me believe that you forgot all about our little deal? Oh, come on now, big boy. You can't get out of this so easily. Didn't we agree that if I won in the first round, you'd do whatever I said for a whole day? No questions asked? Well, our little bout barely lasted 2 minutes, and she wasn't even able to land a blow on me. So, since I wasn't able to have any fun with my opponent, I'll just have to play with you instead. No. No ifs, ands, or buts, sweetie. You lost the bet. And now it is time to pay up. Let's see. What should I have you do first? Oh, I've got plenty of chores to catch up on. Why don't we start there? Oh, come on. It won't be that bad. Well, yeah, sure, my place can get a little messy sometimes, but it's nothing you can't handle, right? And before you say anything, yes, I did stop keeping empties around after you gave me that boring lecture the last time you were over. So, at least you won't have to worry about that. Oh, cheer up, sweetie. Once you're done cleaning, we'll have ourselves a little party to celebrate my win. Just the two of us. So, you'll do it, won't you? Good boy. Alright, stay here, okay? I gotta talk to the promoter before we leave. Don't try to run off or anything. I'll be back in a flash. Oh, you're good with just a couple of cold ones, right? Because I don't think I have any hard liquor left. Well, of course, I could have you go out and pick some up for us. But frankly, I've got more important tasks for you to do. Oh, well, I can really make you do whatever I want, can't I? Oh man, this is going to be like having my live-at-home butler or something. Maybe I should have bought you a little suit. Or just to set the scene. Or, actually, never mind the suit. How about just a bow tie? Well, at least you can still call me Miss. That'll be all right for now, I think. Let's try it out, shall we? Just to see how it feels. Ask your Miss if she needs anything, pet. I'm sorry. You did a really good job. Only I didn't actually think you'd be so earnest. God, you are always so sweet. Oh, it really isn't fair. Oh, nothing. I was just mumbling to myself. You don't mind doing this, do you? Like, I know you said you had no choice and all that, but like, I didn't really mean that. And I definitely did not bring you here to clean. In fact, there really isn't much cleaning for you to do. No, I kind of just wanted someone to celebrate with. I mean, that initial rush of adrenaline after a match is great and all, but it doesn't last very long when you have to go home alone afterwards. Well, yeah, sure, bars can be a great place to celebrate too, if you're comfortable with that sort of thing. Personally, I prefer a bit more privacy. Well, I guess I don't have to tell you that. Anyway, I just wanted to thank you for not being all weird about this. I know I can be a handful sometimes. I mean, it takes me ages to warm up to people. And then once I do get comfortable with someone, I tend to get, well, a little controlling. Like, I'm sure you're not thrilled that I text you every night, asking you how your day was, or that I make you train with me at the gym so often. Oh, well, I'm really glad that I have you in my life, though. Not everyone's able to put up with me, you know. Well, I wouldn't say that. But I guess I am pretty cool, aren't I? Still, it's hard to say just how much it means to me that you look forward to my texts every night, to be honest. Oh, I kind of thought I was being annoying. Oh, well, I can relate to that actually. Listen, I've never told you this before, but whenever I know that you're coming over, I get this sort of like a fluttery feeling in my chest. No, seriously. It's almost the same feeling I get before a match, except warmer, if that makes sense. There's just this wonderful sense of anticipation that washes over me. As if everything's going to be okay for a little while. Like I could just dodge any blow thrown at me. I kind of wish it would last forever. That you wouldn't have to go home eventually and take that fluttery feeling with you. Sure, it lingers for a while. And I get little aftershocks of happiness when I think of you. Oh my God, I feel so fucking corny. But that's not enough for me. Sorry, I'm just taking all the fun out of this, aren't I? We were supposed to get shit-faced and watch crappy action movies the whole night. So, listen, why don't you just forget all that sappy nonsense I was spouting and go get us a couple of beers in the fridge? Why are you looking at me like that? Oh, fuck, okay, I don't actually want to drink beer and watch movies right now. I mean, I do, but there is something I want a lot more. Well, if I told you to do something for me, would you? You can even pretend that it's just to pay me back for losing the bet. I don't mind. Yeah? Then I want you to kiss me. I mean, you don't have to. So soft. Oh, hey, I didn't tell you could stop, sweetie. Don't try to move away either. No, I'm sorry. I can't stop now. I waited for this so long. One little kiss is not going to be enough for me. I need more. Good boy. Oh, just let me push you onto this couch. Is it all right for me to call you that? Good boy. Yeah. Stay still. Here, take off your shirt, sweetie. Yeah. I want to run my hands along your chest. That's it. Oh, fuck, I love your body. Oh, here. It was only fair that I stripped too. There. Can you help me unhook my bra? There you go. Just reach around. Yeah, well, it's a sports bra, so there are three hooks. Yeah. There. Do you like what you see, sweetie? I know I'm no beauty queen, but. What? Oh, you don't have to say that. Gorgeous, huh? I mean, you don't mind that I have these abs? Kind of boyish looking. You know, all this time I was worried that you wouldn't find me attractive, that you wouldn't look at me as anything other than a buddy. But now, seeing how much I'm turning you on, feeling the effect my body has on you, I don't know why I ever hesitated. Oh, yeah, you like my muscles? Here, should I flex for you? Oh, does it make you excited thinking how easy it would be for me to dominate you? Oh, you are a good workout partner, babe, but I do fight for a living. Well, there's no way you could stand a chance against me. Nope. Oh, my good boy. I can feel you getting hard for me. Oh, yes, I'll play with my titties. Grind into you. You're moaning to my mouth, baby. You're so cute. Oh, I want to make you feel even better. I want to hear you whimper. Beg. Pet. Don't you move. I'm gonna get up and here, unbuckle these pants. Oh, don't act all surprised. You've got me going now. I plan on using you until I've cooled down. It's okay. I promise to cuddle you to sleep when I'm done. So just give in and, oh, let me take control. Let me be as rough as I want with you. Oh, good boy. Oh, look at this. Oh, there's already some pre-cum leaking out. Why don't I just clean that up? Such a beautiful cock. Is the way. The head throbs every time. I run my tongue over it. Drives me crazy. Oh God, I'm just gonna tease you to death. You like that? His cock licks? Such a lucky pet. You get to feel. And this is. Wet tongue. He's teasing your shaft. That's it, sweet. Has moaned like a slut for me. Oh, just let the pleasure melt away all your inhibitions. I'm in control now. You don't have to do anything. But submit. That's right, baby. I keep begging. yes, more my name. Baby. You're shuddering. Are you getting close? Yeah, you better not come yet. Oh, no. Not until I say you can. Good boy. Oh, don't you close your eyes. Look at me. Okay, all right, good boy. I think you're ready now. Let me get up. Shuttle you again. Oh, can you feel? Oh, can you feel me pressing against you? Oh yeah, running my tongue all over your cock really got me wet for you, baby. Oh yes. You know, I kept imagining what it'd be like to feel your cock thrusting inside me. Filling me up. Fuck. I've wanted to make you mine forever. Oh, you know what? I've even dreamt about putting you in a pretty little collar, finally claiming you. Maybe I should have made a move sooner. But, well, I'm a defensive fighter. In it for the long game. I'm used to dodging and blocking. Only making a shot when I know it's going to be a knockout. And you, sweetie, are about to go down for the count. There you go. Just let me. I got you inside. Oh, holy shit. I can't wait any longer. I'm just trembling, okay? I know it's moving very quickly, but oh, I can't. I've been waiting for so long. Oh yeah. Oh yes. Oh, you don't close your eyes. Look up at me. It's fucking you. So adorable. Oh, can you feel how tight I am, slut? Fuck. I am going to squeeze you dry. Yeah, just run your hands all over my body. Yes, my hard body. Worship me. I have always loved you. Did you know that? Yes, ever since high school. And I was like almost a dropout. Oh God, I had such a shitty reputation. You never really cared about that, did you? You still wanted to study with me, help me, run with me. You know, I always appreciated that. I never told you. And I couldn't spend enough time with you. I used to scare away any stupid girl who tried to get too close to you. But then again, you didn't really seem to have eyes for anyone but me, did you? And yet, you never asked me out. Oh, that used to make me so mad. Oh, I guess it doesn't matter anymore. You're all mine now. Oh, I love you. I can tell you finally, I love you so much. Oh, do you like how hard I'm fucking you? Yes, good boy. Yes, thrust your hips back up into me. Yes, wrap my clit with your thumb. Oh, yes, it feels so good. Oh, my God, you're gonna make me come. Oh, I'm so fucking close. Do you know how many times I play with myself thinking about you? Oh, God. Oh, yes. Come with me. Ah. Yes. Ah. Yes. Ah, yes. Ah, empty yourself inside me. Oh, fucking breed me. Ah. 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 Oh, that's a good boy. Fuck. Oh, shoot out. Oh, every ounce of sperm in those beautiful heavy balls. Yes. Oh God, I can feel you twitching and spasming. Oh, what a good boy you are. Oh, do you want to say like this? Oh, for just a little bit. Yeah, my strong arms wrapped around you. Yeah. Oh. Me too. And then later, whenever we feel like it, oh, we can take a shower and go to bed. Oh, but for now, I just want to feel you right here. In my embrace. I've dreamt about it for so long. Then again, maybe I want a rematch.